Episode 38, Open Invitation Podcast. Open Invitation. Number 17.
17.
We done did it.
People mad too. I love it. I love it. Everything feel like it's back to normal now.
Why?
Like everybody hates the Lakers again.
That's true.
And it just, I feel like a child again.
Honestly. That is true.
The only people that like the Lakers are the Laker fans. Yeah. You either like the Lakers because you're a fan or you don't like them at all.
That's very true.
I've never met anybody that's just like,
whatever about it.
Lakers is okay. Like, right. You either love us or you hate us.
Yeah. And growing up, obviously with our age, majority of the people hated the Lakers.
Yeah. And the majority of those people were like just so anti-Lakers that they were just fans of like whoever, like of any other team.
The team that was playing the Lakers.
Yeah. Or they were fans of whatever team LeBron was on. We ain't gonna talk about that though.
Did you watch the game, I assume?
Yeah, of course. I'm not missing out.
What'd you think of it? Because it was pretty much a blowout from the gate.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the entire game, but like if I needed to like go get something to drink I was doing it. Like, but let's talk about game five first.
That's right.
I knew it. I knew they was gonna lose.
I did too. I've said Lakers in 6 and 7 from the gate, so I did think that the Lakers were gonna lose game five.
The moment they decided to wear the Kobe jerseys is when I knew.
Why you thought they was?
I just thought they was just, was just doing too much. It was just doing like, and I understand it, like it's you know, sentimental and everything.
Closeout game.
And like, I appreciate the, you know, the gesture of it. But at the same time, I just feel like they kind of did like a little, like too much.
Right. And I think I don't know if Heat took offense to it.
Who?
The Heat.
Jimmy Butler over there, he probably did.
Right.
He's such a tweeb.
What's funny is like when they won in game six, if Danny Green would hit that, or forget the if Danny Green, like if they would have won that game, because it was such a close game, like they were literally going back and forth like for the last 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
I really think that if the Lakers would have pulled it out, it would, like, I thought LeBron was gonna cry after.
In the jerseys,
if LeBron would have hit that game winner,
because
I wasn't shocked, but I did think that LeBron would say something about Kobe post championship.
Yeah.
But I feel like in game five, if they would have like thugged that game out,
it would have meant more.
Yeah. And they would have been way more emotional to it.
What are your thoughts on the whole Danny Green situation? Just that whole final possession. Because I feel a type of way about how it ended.
Here's how I feel about it is, I think it's fucked up how people go in at Danny Green, bro. People miss shots all the time. You're paid to make that shot.
I don't think it's messed. The death threats and stuff. Right. To me, we don't even need to acknowledge that because those people aren't fans.
Right.
Like, those are just, you know, weirdos. Idiots. That's just, yeah. But like the slander and the criticism, he kind of had that coming.
The memes is fun.
Yeah, and then like Snoop going off on him and stuff, bro.
I'm curious, like, because Snoop isn't us. Snoop got, like,
it's Snoop.
Danny Green's probably going to see that.
Yeah, no, he definitely seen it.
Fucked up.
Somebody sent it to him,
too. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Snoop is going a little hard. But, I mean, at the same time, it's just like, do you think, because I was arguing with people all day after that damn game about whether or not LeBron should have took shot, or, you know, was passing to Danny Green the right play and all that.
Right.
My only issue with it is that, like, I feel like in that situation, and of course this is just on the outside looking
right.
I'm sure LeBron is not thinking about, I'm wearing the Kobe jerseys right now. Right. It's a closeout game. You know, he probably thinking I'm gonna make the best play possible. I just don't see any scenario where the best play is passing the ball to Danny Green, no matter how wide open he is.
So like, it's tricky. So like, because I did see this stuff online where everyone, was it the right play? Yes.
Yeah.
Should LeBron have shot that shot? No, because there was two or three people on him. So, like, LeBron shouldn't have shot that shot.
I don't think he needed to drive to the rack.
Well, that's my point is, like, he had Jimmy Butler on the ISO before that screen was set by Danny Green.
Yeah.
So, like,
did he call for that screen?
He did. I mean, it was a play call. Mm-hmm. So, like, when Danny Green set the screen, he drove, attracted, Danny Green was open. So, like, in that play, LeBron made the right play 10 out of 10. Because, like, LeBron's not making a shot. I mean, he can make a shot over three people.
Yeah.
But what I would have wanted was, fuck the screen. I already have Jimmy Butler on an island. Like, let me live or die by me.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
That's that easy.
Yeah, that's because, Like, and the, what makes it even worse for me and why I don't understand why he passed the ball is because he was shooting the lights out the whole night.
He would. I mean, he missed, shot like 70% from the field.
Yeah, he missed like three shots.
Right.
And it was like pulling from like deep. Like, yeah, why not?
He was just in a rhythm.
Yeah, why not just pull up over him and see what happened?
Right.
Like, you, and I'm sick of everybody, you know, saying, oh, you guys expect LeBron to do this and you hold him to this high standard. Yeah.
Of course.
That's what happens. LeBron came into the league with the nickname King James fresh out of high school.
Tatted chosen one on his back.
What else do you expect? We expect you to be great in those moments. It's that simple. And like, I just want, like, again, I understand why he passed it to, no, I don't. I don't understand why he passed it to Danny Green. But
I understand why. Because, like, again, for that play, like, there was no really room for him to shoot.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, but, yeah, like, the whole, when you look at the entire play, passing it to a guy who hasn't been in rhythm the entire playoffs versus someone who's literally just came off of dropping 40 points in that game in the Kobe jerseys in a closeout game.
Yeah.
Like I said, bro.
It would have went crazy.
It would have been insane.
And then just, like, the aftermath, like what was Markieff Morris doing?
He
literally had KCP to his left, wide open.
Had Bron
LeBron
wide open.
On his right, wide open. He opted to pass it.
He looked like
AD.
Deer in the headlights, bro.
Fam, that's what I'm saying. Like,
and the funniest part is right after he did that, he tapped his chest like, "Hey, that's my bad."
No shit, Markieff.
Like, that's not a my fault moment, bro.
That's a go to the locker room right now moment.
Because it wasn't even close, bro.
At all.
He threw it out of bounds.
How do you overthrow a 7-footer?
He threw it out of bounds, bro. Like.
And my thing is that, like, okay, I get fault, it. Bro. I get AD is 7 feet tall, but why are you trying to throw it into a player on a bum foot? Yeah. AD was barely getting up and down the court.
Right.
What are you trying to throw it into him for? You were better off shooting
that fadeaway.
Which
might he there was no scenario where he was doing, but he was so shook. You could tell just by that pass. You could tell he was not ready.
The ball was so high in the air.
He threw it to the AD was on this on the left side of the block. He threw it to the right side out of bounds.
And like,
it's my fault.
I'm pretty sure that ball was like above the backboard. I'm pretty sure it was over the backboard.
Yeah, that shit was.
But yeah, I mean, obviously I'm happy. I'm a Laker fan.
Right.
And like, just the fact that we tie with the Celtics now is just like, they can't say nothing.
I know that, because that was always their go-to.
Yeah. You can't say nothing now.
Even though most of their rings, they had like 9 teams in the NBA.
Yeah, right. And they won them in like the 1800s.
Right.
Like, we don't care about that.
What do you say about Jimmy Butler's performance in Game 5? Because him and LeBron literally were just going back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, I was like, LeBron is getting layups and Jimmy's getting jump shots. Like, if it comes down to it, LeBron's going to get a layup.
Yeah. I mean, it was impressive. Like, he was winded. Like
he was.
Like, when Spo said, like, that, you know, the picture of him all hunched over, like, I forgot what Spo said, something about, like, something having to do with like just what champions are made of or something, you know, some cliche shit like that. But I felt it. Like, that's what, like, he was really going out there laying it all on the line.
Right.
And that's why I wasn't surprised with his game 6 performance, because he had nothing left.
Yeah, he was exhausted.
He had nothing left. Where was Tyler Herro at?
I mean,
I thought he was top 3.
No one says that.
Everybody says that.
I'm sure there are people out that say that.
Yeah. I mean, I tweeted, I had to look at him mugging my timeline for like 2 days straight because he had a good game. And everybody was like anointing him after that.
Did you think that Lakers would win Game 6?
Yeah, I was pretty confident. I picked Lakers in 6.
Right,
but I didn't see any way
Jimmy had any left in the tank.
He just did, and it wasn't gonna come from anywhere else. Bam wasn't 100%.
Right,
Dragic. I get why they put Dragic out there as like a little, you know,
decoy.
Not even a decoy, just like a moral thing, like
boost the spirits.
Yeah,
I feel that.
But other than that, they wasn't gonna. Like, unless Duncan Robinson go for 50,
right,
which ain't gonna happen. Like, it was a wrap, bro. They were outmatched the whole
time.
Yeah, it wasn't even fair. Right. It really wasn't fair. Honestly, it should have been a sweep if we being real. It should have been a sweep.
Yeah, I mean, especially with the injuries, like the fact that they won Game 3, that was a shock to me. I remember after Game 1 when everyone was injured, I thought it was gonna be a sweep.
Yeah, but everybody thought it was a sweep. Yeah,
it's like the fact that they stole Game 3 somehow and then willed the Game 5, like, that's impressive.
Yeah.
And, like, I do think Miami's going to be a huge free agent destination, bro.
I mean, it's Miami.
Not even, I mean, yeah, like that, but, like, you're in Miami. You have a great young core. You have bench, a great coach, great GM, great president, Jimmy Butler leading the team. Like, free agents are going to want to go there.
I could see it. So you think it's, like, a sure shot that they're going to be coming out the East next year?
I don't know, just because there's a lot of unknowns with injuries, but like Miami is,
you think they beating a fully healthy Brooklyn team?
We haven't seen it, so I don't know.
We know who they got. We know their games.
Yeah, but like,
I think those two are smart enough to be able to figure out how to play together.
Yeah, yeah, and they're older now, so it's not like they're all about me.
Yeah,
but you do have two very ISO players on the same team, which it can work, yeah. And I'm sure they'll figure it out. It'll be good though.
I can see. Yeah, Miami and Brooklyn in the conference finals.
I wanted to ask you because I seen you tweet about it.
Yeah.
About Jimmy Butler.
What I tweet?
You said something about you were walking back what you walked back Jimmy Butler. And I want to know why.
Honestly, bro, why did I tweet that?
Because you said something like, he's like, it wasn't about the top 10. Yeah. It has something to do with Clay, which I don't even want to get into.
We're done with that. That argument is maybe that we can make that a topic for later. Topics that we're going to retire forever from the podcast. Clay Jimmy versus Jim. Clay might be one of them.
So do you think Jimmy's better than Clay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to put Clay in that situation.
And that's what I want. So like, again, I'm never a fan of, if they were with this team, would they? Because like, again, Jimmy Butler's not going to do what Clay does on the Warriors because they're completely different players.
Yeah.
But like, Clay having his own team, and I'm not trying to use his stats as an argument, but like, if you look at Jimmy's numbers, he had 22, 10, and 9 in game 4. And then the next game, he had 35, 12, and 11. And then the next game, he had... That's the game where it's 12-7. But he pretty much had triple-double very close to every single time. And a lot of the games, it was 20-plus, 25-plus, 30-plus.
Yeah.
It's like, Clay's not doing that.
He's not, but I think the only difference between the two are, like, the intangibles.
Like what?
Like, Jimmy's obviously a better leader than Clay.
Right.
But we also never seen...
See, we don't know because we've never seen
Clay with
lead.
His own team.
Right.
But I don't think there's anything that Jimmy Butler did in particular that Clay couldn't do. Besides maybe like the triple doubles with the assists. But right. Like Clay can go out there and get some rebounds if he needs to.
Yeah. I mean, really, like for me, in game 5 was a good example of it.
Yeah.
Is like, is Clay going ones with LeBron and going back and forth? Like, I don't know if Clay got that offensive bag to do so. I'm not saying he doesn't have a bag.
He might not, but at the same time, Clay being so dangerous from 3, like...
It'll open up his game to attack, pull up mid-range and stuff like that.
I still think people fear Clay more than they do Jimmy Butler.
I get that. Like I said, it's not. It's definitely close.
Yeah.
Again, for me...
We said we wasn't going to talk about that, and we're doing it right now.
I know. And that's why I'm trying to wrap it up. For me, personally, I'm taking Jimmy, especially after what I've seen in this playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't remember, and not even Clay aside, when we talk about willing a team to where they got, it's not like a first round, second round, like 2B finals.
To the finals, yeah.
And made it competitive when your two best players are out.
Yeah, they wasn't supposed to be there.
At all.
Yeah, yeah.
And, that should have been a sweep.
Yeah, it really should have been.
So, that shit,
Yeah.
That's points for Jimmy.
Yeah. No, he definitely... I mean, I've always respected him. I've never had an issue with his game. I just think he does corny shit. And that's fine. You can have moments. You can be corny and good. Yeah. It happens all the time. You can have a great finals moment and still be corny when you leave.
That's true.
And then, somebody posted a picture of him, working out.
I seen that.
It's like, come on, bro. Take a break. come on, fam. Relax. Go visit your family or something.
No, it's all about business.
The business is over. You lost.
Job's finished.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so happy that shit is over with, bro. And I'm a Laker fan. I was so sick of job not done.
Of fans? Or are you talking of LeBron and AD saying
everything.
It?
Everything. I was just tired of hearing it. Obviously, the job is not done. you have to win 4 games. We know the job isn't done.
This shit's hella funny, bro.
It was just a little much. I'm happy for AD, though. When he was crying, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I got a little choked up watching him cry.
Yeah, when him and Bron were hugging at the end and shit, too.
Nah, when he was just sitting by himself.
When he was
just sitting by himself.
Yeah.
But
I wanted to ask you, too, what'd you feel about LeBron's post-game speech when he was like, Lakers want their respect. They want their respect. You know, coach want their respect.
Yeah.
And I want my respect, too.
Yeah, I think that was just him being mad about not winning MVP.
Really?
Yeah. What else would he be talking about?
I felt like he was more... I mean, we all know LeBron to be a super humble guy.
Yeah, LeBron is not humble at all.
It's levels. Like Steph is humble, but he's also Steph the most also, cockiest yeah. motherfucker on the court. Yeah,
but you see, LeBron is smart. Because what LeBron does is he does a lot of shit off the court that makes him seem humble.
Right.
But LeBron...
Like, even his social media posts the last couple of days.
Yeah. Like, and shout out to the homie Vic. Like, he's mentioned it before. Like, LeBron has, like, a god-like complex mm-hmm. where, like, I mean, he got Chosen One tattooed on right. his back. Like, you're not just doing that. Like, nobody, I'm not about to go get Chosen One tatted right. on my back because, right. like, we do a podcast.
Exactly. You know what I
mean? Like, and then, like, the King James thing. And, like, I think it's about, it might be a few things. I think it's definitely about him not winning MVP because what else would he be talking about?
I'm thinking more so like the GOAT debates.
I could see that too. I could see, even though he claimed that he, you know, that's for everybody else. Right, right. He lying. Why are you doing Space Jam 2?
Yeah.
And then I think part of it is when he first signed with the Lakers, you know, everybody saying that, oh, he dominated the East for so long. The East is so yeah. terrible.
Can't do it in the West.
But, you know, everybody's over in the West and he did it. So I think it's that. And then on top of not winning MVP, which ties into what you said with the GOAT debate, because I do think, I mean, who else is he chasing?
Right, yeah.
I mean, everybody, you know, even though they're stupid, they hold, you know, they say Michael Jordan is the GOAT.
Right.
But he wears 23. He's doing Space Jam.
Right.
He's obviously chasing something.
Right. He even admitted it.
Yeah. How many MVPs do the yellow-eyed man, I can't even talk right now. Yellow-eyed man have?
I don't know. Like regular season MVPs?
Yeah, I think like, what, like four or five?
I think so. Yeah.
LeBron got, what, four?
Four.
Yeah. That's actually kind of nuts when you think about it.
Four finals MVPs, four regular MVPs, four rings.
That's kind of crazy.
That's clean.
That is, extremely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think that's what it was about. Because that wasn't, LeBron is very calculated. He's not just going to say some shit just to say it. Like, he not like us.
Yeah. For real.
Like, there was something behind that.
Yeah. And you're right, because now, the more that I think of it, when LeBron loses in the finals,
yeah,
he's very calculated in his response. And it's always, you know, I get to go home to my family. I still live a great life. Like, this is just a game. There's more to life than basketball.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know why I'm thinking about the Chosen One tattoo, bro. He got that when he was a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, imagine getting that on your back.
Yeah.
And you, like, actually live up to it, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, LeBron.
Like, that's a wild, bro.
LeBron actually damn near might have actually surpassed his hype, honestly.
You get it tatted on your body.
Yeah.
And you literally have to make sure you don't look dumb and live up to it. And he for sure did it,
and
bro.
He did it.
That's still crazy, bro.
Still doing it. It's one of them things, bro. And I've admitted to it before. I never really appreciated LeBron prior to maybe... I think I really started to appreciate him when Kobe retired.
Mm.
Because I spent a lot of my time arguing
right.
you know, the whole Kobe versus LeBron thing. And then, you know, when Kobe retired, I really got to sit back and look and watch LeBron. I mean, I always knew, obviously we knew he was great. Right. But to me, it's different between just watching somebody be great and actually, like, appreciating the fact that they're great.
Right.
And I think, when Kobe retired, I was like, okay, I see it now.
Right.
Like, he's obviously, you feel me, one of the greatest to ever do it. Mm-hmm. But I can see, I will never understand his fans. Because they're just, like, the weirdest, like, they're the weirdest group of people, like, ever.
It's very strange.
Like, it's, like, I'm not going to say what I really want to say, but it's, like, very, I'll tell you after. It's very weird.
What do you mean?
It's border.
Just say it, bro.
I'm not going to say it. I'll let you know after.
I feel what you're saying, because, like, I think I said on the last episode, it's, like, to your point, before when someone ever put Bron in front of Kobe,
yeah,
I always got super defensive.
Of course.
And I think about it too. It's like, bro, like before LeBron won, he got his first ring in 2012 on the Heat.
Yeah.
Before that, he was drafted 2003. So he's played in the season for 9 years.
Yeah, it took a minute.
Right. So like the fact that people used to actually put LeBron over Kobe before he had a ring, when Kobe had five of them, that's what pissed me off. I'm like, bro, he has zero rings.
Yeah.
He's lost every time in the finals, and you're putting him above someone who's got five of them.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how much weight you put into the ring argument,
right? But it's not even. It's like It's that to me is like borderline disrespectful.
Yeah,
but again, now
you sound like me.
Do you see
what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
I hate you.
What are you talking about, bro?
I swear I hate you.
Bro, what?
Because when I do that,
do what?
You say you don't ever want to give nobody their credit. He's young. And when I tell you to stop mentioning Luka with the names like Larry Bird and stop talking to me about Tyler Harrell after one good game.
I see what you're saying, but like that's you confuse NBA Twitter and you see Omar for some reason, bro. I'm not comparing. I've never compared Luka to Larry Bird. I never said Tyler Harrell. It's like I see NBA Twitter.
But you get mad at me for calling that out, though.
Mad at you for not giving Luka his props for being a top player. Like, he could be a top player in the league and be young.
That's all well and good.
Yeah, that's fine.
But just don't mention him with killers.
That's fine. Because
we don't know if he a killer yet. I need years. We need years of this.
Right. But I get that. But what I'm saying is, like, now when people talk Kobe, Bron, MJ.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm sick of that debate, too.
I mean, I'm sick of the debate because it's just dumb. But, yeah. Like, I'm not arguing with nobody. Like, I can see why you would think LeBron's a GOAT.
Yeah, I made that decision after Kobe's last game.
Right.
I'm never debating whether or not he's a GOAT. He's the GOAT to me. If anybody asks, I'll just say because he's the GOAT to me and just leave it at that.
The only person I would debate that with is Nick Wright.
I don't even know how I hate him, but he's one of those weird ones.
He is, bro.
He's one of those weird ones.
Did you see that the recent video?
Nah.
I watched 30 seconds of it and I cut it off. You have to watch it.
I don't want to. It's weird. I cannot wait to tell you after.
It's almost weird to the point where like I feel like LeBron fans are like in love with him.
Bruh, that's literally, I'm gonna just say it, bruh. I'm gonna just say it. Those type of fans, bro, they want to fuck him.
that's literally how I feel, bro.
That's what it seems
like. It's to the point where like they it's feel gross. Like if you talk bad about him, it's like you're cheating on my man. Like, don't ever talk about my man like that ever. Like, that's what it feels like, bro. It is weird, bro.
It's nasty. It's actually nasty. It's very weird.
It's funny, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, bro. Like, I was excited when LeBron signed the Lakers, and then it set in. We got to deal with his fans now.
Right.
And I tweeted, I thought they were going to come in. We was going to take over the world.
Right.
Nope, they different. Talk about being built different.
We built different. We built different.
Yeah, man.
That's hell. You think LeBron should have got MVP? You think AD should have got it?
I think you got to give it to Brian.
I think so too.
I think had it gone seven, and like AD finished out with like two monster games,
right? Because he didn't really have a great. He didn't have a monster game in game six.
Nah, but what he did on defense, bruh, I think can't be at all ignored. Bro. Like he's
guarding the best player. When can your big man guard fucking a wing dominant player?
Yeah, it's crazy. And like obviously I've had my critiques of AD. I still think he need to. Maybe he does
get injured, bro.
Bro, he's always on the ground.
He's always grimacing of something, bro.
Who AD might listen to this podcast? Who knows? AD, bro, just work on your balance. That's it. I'm tired of seeing him on the ground. It'll be like he'll be grabbing a normal rebound, like just fresh off the rim.
This shit is hella funny.
It'll be the ball will be falling towards him. He'll jump up to grab it
and fall
and then pass it out like in midair and then he's just on the ground.
And every time he falls, it's like, please don't be hurt. Please don't be hurt.
And then like the camera will follow the rest of the player. and you just see AD slowly jogging back up. Like, it's like, fam, come on, bro.
But I'm not going to lie. In game five, when he had that foot injury,
I thought the
first thing he grabbed was his Achilles. Yeah. I was like,
my brother, shout out to Pierce. My brother called me. He was like, AD done.
I thought so too.
I was like, what happened? He was like, he was reaching for his Achilles. I was like, oh, shit. And then it's just like, I stayed on the phone with my brother. I'm like, you sure? Like he's standing right now. He's walking around. So I don't know.
Just hella extra with it, bro.
Extremely though. Like, why can't he stay on his feet?
I don't know.
I know he had like a weird growth spurt, but like, it just seemed like he never has got adjusted to being that tall.
Right.
Like I imagine he walks around his house and like hits his knee.
Runs into the walls.
Like
shit.
Like just any wall, like I don't know, but shout out to AD. You can tell that this is, I mean, obviously it's every NBA player's dream,
right? You could tell it meant a lot.
Yeah.
Do you think? And I think I already know you, but like, what do you? How do you feel about people saying like, "Oh, it's an asterisk"?
Okay. This is my thing with people that say that everybody signed up for the same thing,
right?
Are they're only saying that because it's the Lakers.
Right. If Clippers would have won.
it would have been
Clippers. They had the best team. They won.
Had the Warriors, and a lot of people I see saying it is Warriors fans.
Yeah, they just don't want
to
give credit.
Yeah, but some of them, like, shout out to the homie Jerson. Like, he straight up admitted I'm
hating. Joking. Yeah, he was hating.
That's fine. But like, people that actually feel like it should be an asterisk on it, like, how can you feel that way when the NBA told every single team, hey, we're going to create a bubble for everybody to play in.
Right.
If you had a shot at the playoffs, you invited. If you didn't, you not, because what's the point?
Right.
Everybody went there. We're under the same circumstances, and we're all trying to compete for the same thing. Goal.
Yeah. There's
one team finished it out. It just happened to be the greatest franchise ever, and they mad about it. That's Get true. Over it.
That is true.
Get over it. The rings are still going to be the same.
Yep.
Only thing that ain't happening is a parade.
You don't think a parade will happen eventually? But did you see the videos in LA?
Yeah, they was going up. They was going up.
And it was like crowds. It was a sea of people.
Yeah. No, I think of...
I think, yeah.
Eventually, eventually. I honestly don't think... It's been what, 10 years?
Yeah, 2010. Yeah.
It's been 10 years, bro. They can do a parade in 2022, and it will probably still be like cracking.
Nah, because I mean, if
we talking about LA here,
but like let's just say like two other teams win it in the next couple of years, they're not celebrating some shit that
them other two teams don't matter. They don't matter, bro. It's Lakers.
I think they'll figure out some creative like virtual way.
You can't do a virtual parade, Omar. How are you going to do a virtual parade?
I don't. Or like maybe
realize you would have to set up like a million laptops and have them all simultaneously on a Zoom call and have them just drive. On each side of the street, past a million laptops.
Not a virtual parade. Like, I think the players will still go on the bus and drive through the streets of LA, but it'll be.
You realize that
people
people are going to show up though. This is LA we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
They showed up and the team was in Florida.
Yeah,
and people still showed up. There's no way.
Yeah, I don't know.
And how do you can't even be secretive about that.
That's true.
Because all it's going to take is somebody walking down the street and be like, hey, there go Anthony Davis on top of a bus.
And everybody
And now out. Everybody's outside.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the one thing that kind of sucked. Did you see that picture about how every new decade? That's crazy,
that
bro.
That is wild.
That's like actually weird.
Yeah, that's some timing. Yeah, every decade's started with the Lakers championship.
So shout out to 2030 Lakers team, 2030 NBA champion. Number, we'll say that'll be number 25. I don't know. Okay, let me ask you, how many championships do you see LeBron and AD winning? And how many years do you think LeBron is going to play?
So he said he's got a few left. So what is he, 35, 36?
He turned 36 in December.
As long as he gets no injuries, knock on wood, I think he could play to like... I mean, I want to say 40.
At this level?
He's just so big, bro. Like, he was running through people so easily.
Yeah.
And, like, he's that strength is not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, I think 2 years at this level and then those last two, he might start slowing down, like, a little bit.
So, though, if he's got 2 years at this level, AD stays for the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they could win? Like, or let's just keep it simple. Do you think they could repeat?
I do.
Keep in mind, like, you got the Warriors back with the high draft pick. You got the Nets. You got...
I'm not worried about the Warriors. I'm really not.
Really?
The only chances to win another championship is in Brooklyn.
You're not worried about the Warriors.
Mm-mm.
Steph and Klay coming back.
Not worried.
Why?
Because the rest of the NBA caught up. They weren't the... Bro, this is what people seem to forget. They were struggling with KD. They weren't winning with KD like that. They were losing a lot of games at home.
Are you talking about like after they went back-to-back?
Yeah.
Like that third season?
Yeah, that third season.
But there was KD. Also a lot of like inner
that's
locker
true.
Room problems.
That's true.
But like,
I just
Steph and Klay, like.
Yeah, but I just feel like the rest of the league has caught up.
I'm not terrified. I get your point. I'm like
they're not scary no more.
Right. I feel what you're saying.
They're not scary.
I feel what you're saying.
Before they looked immortal.
Right.
Now we know they bleed. Basically.
Yeah.
And like I think the rest of the league knows that.
I also want to see like, bro, that the defense that we played in this finals, especially the last two games, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, it's like every possession the Heat were shooting with like 2 seconds left on the shot clock.
We got to give a shout out to Frank Vogel.
And I was talking to my brother about that too. Shout out Nizar. I don't like Frank Vogel's obviously not the best coach, but I don't know if another coach gets the success like he did. Like if you put Doc Rivers or anybody else like Frank Vogel, like you said before, is a defensive coach, and he had his rotations down pat, bro.
Yeah, he did.
Subbing Rondo out for LeBron every time is like, obviously, it sucks to have LeBron off the floor, but when you know you're replacing him with Rondo, who's just as smart, gets his players involved, and controls the tempo of the game, like, you can get LeBron some extra rest because you know you got Rondo on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, like I said, I knew the defense would improve. I did not think LeBron would lock up the way he did,
right?
Which shows a lot, because, I mean, and it low-key pissed me off, bro. I ain't gonna lie, because, like, I just feel like the effort is night and day from his first season.
You talking about first season with the Lakers?
Yeah. Like, I just feel like he didn't show this much effort with the young core there.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel the type of way about that, but that's more personal. But, yeah, like, Frank Vogel had them, like they were really locking shit up.
Like, yeah.
And what's crazy, like I said, why I say we owe Frank Vogel an apology, not us per se, but just like
Laker Nation.
Everybody was like, how many games before he get fired?
Right.
Like, how many games before J. Kidd slide in? Like, now it's like, you can't.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. And, like, do you think he gets an extension? I mean, he's on a 3-year contract, but do you think they do it,
now? I don't know about now. It's a little early. But
only in the first year.
The thing that really stood out to me is, like, any other coach, I think, with that roster, they probably would have had J.R. Smith in there. They would have had Deion Waiters replacing
him. How did J.R. get out of his shirt so fast?
Bro, he took his shirt off like a minute left in the game.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was on the bench without his shirt on.
I didn't notice that. Yes, I looked up, like, I heard the buzzer sound. Like, I might have been looking at my phone or something. And I look up, and he's just already out of his shirt. Like, you ever seen Ricky Bobby?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got out of his, like, clothes hella quick. That's how it looked like.
Shout out JR.
But,
like, what I was saying is, like, any other coach would have been like, oh, we got JR and Deion. Like he'll play, they'll play 15, 20 minutes a game each, and Caruso would probably get no minutes.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that Caruso played a huge part in this team, playing 25-plus minutes a game and starting.
Caruso's smart.
And, like, he's smart. Like, yeah, he's not the best offensive threat, which in today's game, coaches would have fucking, like, that's a liability, but he's a dog on defense. He makes the right plays. So, like,
it's funny too, because, like, I just remember every, like, mainly Warrior fans, like, talking about Lakers was hyping up Caruso and how he not that good. Like, they don't do that with, like, every awkward ass player on their team. Like, what was Brad's name?
Kevon Looney?
Nah, he was like a foreign dude. Jarepko.
Oh, Jonas Jerebko.
Yeah, like, they were, like, actually hyping him up for, like, no reason at all. Caruso's actually a good basketball player.
If you watch basketball, if you know basketball and you understand what it takes to win, bro, you want a dude like Caruso on your team.
Yeah. And there's a reason why he stayed on the team and why he didn't go back to South Bay.
Major minutes in the fucking finals and the whole playoffs.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think any other coach might have been like, yeah, JR, we know what you can do, like, get in there. But I think Frank Vogel, in his defensive mindset, was like, no, like, I see what Caruso does on the court.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Frank Vogel for sure. Like, if I was him, I'd be cocky as hell. I would not be humble about this at all, bruh. Because he basically took a job that nobody wanted.
Yeah, that is true.
Because if I'm not mistaken, did they hire Jason Kidd to be an assistant prior to hiring Frank Vogel?
I think.
No, you know, they did. Cause remember, because that's why Ty Lue turned down the job.
Right.
Because they said that Jason Kidd would be mandatory to be on your staff, and he wasn't going for that.
Right.
So for him to take that job and to have him perform the way they did.
No, he definitely did his thing.
Yeah, he deserves a lot of respect.
And shout out Rob, too. I know we gave Rob Pelinka a lot of slack. Just for I mean, I feel like when Rob and Magic were doing what they was doing.
Yeah, Magic a sucker.
I wanted to ask you that. Like, how do you feel about Magic tweeting?
It's weird. And I love Magic. That's the reason Magic low-key the reason I'm a Laker fan.
Right.
He's definitely the reason I'm a Michigan State fan. And I just, you know, watch his highlights on Lakers. And then my dad was a Laker fan, too. But it's weird. It's just like he went on every talk show ever and just like said, it wasn't my fault. It was Rob's fault. Like, he, like, was saying those things. Yeah. He did the press conference at the last game with, you know, the viral meme. Like,
for that?
Well, what did he say? I forgot what he said.
He's like, I'm not going to be here.
I'm not going to be here or something like that. And it's just like, you did all that. And then
kind of left them out to dry.
Yeah, and then it's like he almost trying to take credit almost damn near.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he saluted Rob or whatever.
I think he's just trying to, I don't even want to say save face, but, like, obviously he he's a Laker fan at heart.
Yeah.
So, like, I think he's just showing love. But I did think that shit was hella funny and people responded to him.
Yeah, it was just weird, bro. Like, but I guess if he didn't say anything about Rob Pelinka, that'd probably look even worse, too.
And shout out Jenny being, I think she's the first girl owner to ever win a ring.
First girl owner. Like, she's not like a 50-year-old woman.
First female owner to
win. Shout out to Jenny. Shout out to Jenny for real. You think her and Phil still talk?
I'm sure.
I wonder how she feel about, she was on Kuzma, bro. That shit was weird for a minute.
What you mean?
You never seen pictures of them?
I like hugging.
But it's a different type of hug, though.
You mean championship Kuzma?
It's a different type of hug, though. We're going to get to Kuz.
He a champ.
He is a champ. Congratulations, Kyle. But, like, them pictures was, like, kind of, like, she was, like, head in the chest, eyes closed. Like, that's a really different type of hug.
I didn't see those pictures.
Yeah, you got to look them up. It was kind of weird for a second. But, yeah, Kuz out of here, though.
He still got two. I looked it up. He got 2 years on his contract.
Kuz is out of here. Trust me.
Do you think they're going to trade him?
Kuz is gone. He is gone.
And that's actually a good, like, that's a good segue. Like, what usually, like, do you, what do you think happens next? Do they try to get another star? Do they stick with what they got and replace a few pieces? Like, what do you? As a championship team,
we're going to put a pin in that.
All right.
We're going to put a pin in that. We'll get to that later. I'm going to tell you why. Not right now.
I'm going to tell you why, but not now.
Yeah, we'll get to it later. Shit, what else? I'm trying to think what other topics.
The thing that we were talking a little bit about it pre-show, and I don't know if you want to, I mean, it's obviously about basketball, but it's also about like NBA viewership.
Yeah.
So I seen a stat on, I think it was ESPN or somebody put out a stat. The game six, the closeout game for the NBA finals had, I think like 5 points, let's call it 5 million viewers.
Yeah.
And like, the Seahawks game, what week is it? Four? Five?
Like five.
Week five, just not a playoff game, just a regular NFL game, had like 11 million viewers. Yeah. And I wanted to just get your opinion on why you think that is.
Because football is more more celebrated than basketball is. That's really all it comes down to.
When does football season start? Normally?
Now. I mean, usually preseason usually start in August.
So there's NBA and NFL are usually not on at the same time.
Mm-mm. I mean, except for...
Because NBA goes till July, but there's no
football. Yeah, but I mean, when basketball typically starts
in October.
Yeah, so football and, you know,
and that makes sense.
And then it's over and, you know, February. Super Bowl is usually in February.
Right.
Not usually, it's always in February. But yeah, football fits America more.
Shout out my college roommates because we was talking about it. Mm-hmm. Like, one thing they mentioned too is like, do you think it has to do with the fact that basketball got so political? And like when you think about football fans, like the middle of America are football fans.
Yeah,
like they're not.
I think it might play a little bit of a factor, but I don't think it's as big as people think.
You think it's really just people love football more than basketball?
I honestly think that's what it is. I mean, not to get too like, this might be like a little like tangent, but like just when you look at America and what America is and what America was built on, it's all violent.
Right.
Football is violent.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of like really fast, really strong, really big grown men running into each other.
Right.
And we can't see their faces. It's just helmets. So we see the logo.
And I mean, outside of America, I think just in general, violent is more entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a car crash. Like you don't ever want to see a car crash, right, but you're going to look.
Right. Or a fight. You're not going to stop it, but you're going to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, depending on the situation. Well, me personally, I don't like watching fight videos.
Right. Yeah.
Unless it's like some funny shit. Like I like seeing like racists get knocked out and stuff like that.
Right.
But like people like, it's two girls fighting, bro. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like just like get. You gotta go in the house. Like just go in the house. But yeah, I think football is just more appealing to America. But right. I don't think the NBA is really tripping because like we said before we started recording, the NBA is global. Football is not. I mean it is, but it's not as big.
Are you talking NBA or are you talking about basketball?
Basketball in general, but NBA too. Like there's not, if LeBron goes to China right now, it'll be different from if Russell Wilson goes to China.
You think? Oh, well, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel what
like
you're saying.
It's like basketball has more reach than football does,
right?
But football is just football,
right? Like, is there football leagues overseas?
Like, if there is, I don't know of any. I mean, there's a Canadian league. I don't know if there's like, football in like Serbia.
Right. Yeah. That's.
Yeah. Why would you want to play football in Serbia? I picked the wrong place. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, me personally, I like football.
Right.
I like football more than I do basketball. But yeah, I don't know. I do feel like basketball, I don't know, it's weird. I feel like basketball is, even though they have less viewers, I feel like basketball might be more popular. No, let me not say that, more accessible. We can see them.
Yeah, it's more relatable.
Yeah, it's more normal.
Which is why I think your example of LeBron versus Russell Wilson is like, yeah, fucking LeBron. He's 6, and they're taller. Like, there's no 6'8". I mean, I'm sure there is, but
they're
like
6'8". I mean, the majority of them are like offensive linemen and shit. But at the same time, it's like, and also basketball does a better job of marketing their stars.
Yeah.
And they set it up. There's never not been a star in the NBA.
That's true.
They introduce it years ahead of time.
Like Zion.
Giannis.
Mello,
like we,
LaMelo.
Yeah, like we know, like you can kind of look and see, okay, even if he don't play well, we know we're going to see his name a lot.
Right.
With football, it's so hard for these players. And again, I think a lot of it has to do with them wearing helmets. You can't see their faces.
Right.
Like that. That's the reason there's only one Odell Beckham.
Has there ever been like hella hyped football players out of college?
Hell yeah.
Like I'm talking hyped how like Zion and LeBron were hyped at coming out of high school and shit. Like, does that happen in football? I know Reggie Bush was crazy.
Reggie Bush was insane. He was insane, bro. I don't know. It's a little different because, like I said, with football being such a team-oriented sport, and I mean the I guess you can say the quote-unquote like quote-unquote like sexy positions in football is
running
like
back, wide receiver.
Yeah, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and like it's still really hard to like stand out
because
in those respects. But like it's not like. And it just comes with football being football. Like when you go and watch Zion or like LeBron high school highlights, they look like grown men playing with kids.
Right.
And football is not gonna look that way. It's just no way possible.
That's true.
So
the hype's not the same then.
It's not. I mean, you've obviously had like your Tim Tebow's who are like great, even though whatever Tim Tebow's a scrub, but he was, you know, regarded as one of the greatest college players ever. Came to the league,
they didn't do much.
Didn't do anything. You know, you got your Ryan Leaf situation, same thing. Who else? Yeah, I mean, it's a lot, but nothing. Actually, you know what? No, it's not. The hype is never that big because we was watching LeBron high school games on ESPN. You'll never see.
That is true.
You'll never see a high school player get focused on where he's the only reason they're airing this game.
Or even have a game on ESPN, period.
Yeah. I mean, they air high school championships and stuff like that, but it's never, what's his name is playing in his last game as a senior in high school before he goes to college.
They had NBA stars at that game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's never really like that in football. So, I think that the political side that the NBA took does play a factor. But also the NBA don't care.
You don't think Adam Silver tripping about it?
No. He has no reason to trip.
And I always wonder this because I've seen people also say it's because of like, you know, with the millennials and like a lot of people stream it on their phones. Does that not count towards viewership?
I think it does. But in terms of like money, it might be a little different because these leagues have like TV contracts and shit.
Right.
So I think it is a little different, but it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell.
And shout out, I mean, the fact that the bubble shit worked, that's kind of wild.
Yeah. And you know what? It makes me wonder, will they ever explore this idea again, even when shit goes back to normal?
Why would they?
Imagine All-Star Weekend in a bubble. Oh, you can't do that, fans.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the whole, like...
Although, imagine... Bro, that would bring a lot... I mean, Disney already got their money, though. They don't really need it. Nah, you can't do that. You can't do a bubble.
I'm sure the NBA is losing a lot of money on like ticket sales.
Yeah, of course.
Season pass holders.
Yeah. I don't think. Do you think we get this same type of basketball without the bubble? Like, do you think teams like the Nuggets still go off like that? Do you think we still see performances from TJ fucking Warren and like, you know, Tyler Harrell going off of like 30s? It was kind of like what Pounce said on the last episode.
Right.
Like
the pressures of the crowd.
Yeah.
I mean,
I do think the bubble definitely benefited some teams and certain players for sure.
I agree with that. Like, I don't, I'd say a little bit in the sense that like TJ Warren dropping 50 twice a week or every other game. Like, clearly he's like that. Like, if he's a scrub, he's not. No scrub is
like,
doing
like,
that.
Like what?
Like that.
What is he like?
I'm saying it in the sense that like, did it help certain players because there's not fans? One, I do think that's the case. But also, it's like Jamal Murray going crazy, how he did in the playoffs.
Bum.
Like, obviously, he's not a bum, because if he was, he wouldn't be doing that. TJ Warren is not.
You can't do that and be a bum.
Nah. You're not.
Most crackheads can dance.
We're not talking dancing. Like, give you an example. Corey Brewer, he's dropped 50 once. Mo Williams has dropped 50 once.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, TJ Warren was going 50, 40, 30, 30, 50. Like, he's clearly got game. Like,
okay.
So, like, I don't think.
Is TJ Warren going for 50 again next year?
I don't know. But, like, again.
You know.
Here's my thing. Is, like, before the bubble started, he was averaging 20, and he was dropping 30-point games. Like, it wasn't like it was weird to see him drop 30.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, but I don't know. It's tough.
I'm wondering what, I mean, because we obviously don't know what's going to happen with this whole pandemic situation. But do you think they already setting up another bubble?
That's a good question.
If it comes to that? Because they talking about
start in January?
In January? That's so, 2 months away?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, like two, three months away, basically.
Or no, or did they say it was either January or All-Star? Or even, call it 2-3 months away. Because we're in October.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Either way,
I mean,
the pandemic ain't going
to
be fixed.
That's what I'm saying. I don't see shit changing in the next 2 to 4 months.
Yeah.
So, that's a good question. They might start the season in a bubble.
But what do you... You ain't playing 82 games in a bubble.
Or think even 60, bro. You're going to be in one place for 60...
They not going to be able to do that.
You can't see your family.
Yeah.
Your kids for that long.
But you know what? Maybe...
Well, they did do the fans quarantine thing.
Yeah, but also... I mean, the NFL is still happening, but the NFL and the NBA are two completely different...
How is the NFL doing it when cases are coming up?
Because it's the NFL... The NFL is greedy.
But no,
I don't know why anybody thought the NFL was.
No, but I'm literally talking like how. Like, how are teams playing the Patriots when Cam Newton has coronavirus?
Oh, because he was the only one that tested positive, quote unquote. I honestly feel like majority of these teams is testing positive, but we'll never know the actual results. Like, they'll never tell us how many positive cases right. It is. Because I just feel like, why would they?
I just feel like that's extremely hard for something. I mean, if it's as contagious as they're saying.
When the MLB, I mean, the MLB is still happening right now, but right. When they first kicked it off, like a week into their season,
hella people had it.
Like 13 players from the Cardinals had it. They didn't cancel shit. And that's the MLB. That's probably the brokest organization. And I could be wrong about that, but I know they'd at least watch for sure. So, yeah, I don't. So, what do you. You can't have a whole season in a bubble.
Maybe
they'll just take the format again and just basically say this season about to be 8 games long.
Nah, or what they will probably do is just do no fans. So that it's not a bubble.
Yeah.
So like you're still playing in Staples Center. You're playing in.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
It's
they would have to.
That's the only way they could do it.
No, because they can have fans. It just would have to be. I mean, there's fans at football games.
Yeah, it just depends what city.
It would depend on the city and the state. And then also it would just be a matter of if they. Require masks in the arena, which right. I'm pretty sure they would. And then you would have to have just certain. You have to block people off. Like you have to
every have every 2-3 seats.
Yeah, and you can have more than 2 or 3 people in your little like
party group
or whatever.
No, that makes sense.
But yeah, it's gonna be tough. I'm wondering. I'm curious to see how those discussions are gonna go because they don't really have a lot of time. I mean, granted, they threw the bubble shit together relatively quickly.
Right, right.
Which goes back to what you're saying. Like, that is impressive as hell that they was able to pull that off. So, yeah, I don't know what the NBA going to do.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Shout out to the Lakers, though, man.
Shout out.
17.
Number 17.
That's crazy.
Was that 6 in our lifetime?
We spoiled as hell. I know. I see why they hate us now.
For real.
I see why they hate us.
We've seen 6 championships.
I just need a Niner Super Bowl. That's all I need. Yeah,
that's not looking.
No, don't get me started, bro. Because this is going for another hour.
It's not looking good.
This is going for another hour, bro.
You want to get to the list?
Yeah, man. It's time for the list, man. Hold up.
Today I got time, cuz.
All right. So since this would be like a season finale episode,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, season finale.
So this is what our second year?
Might be our second and a half. Something like that.
Either way. So I was thinking on my drive over here. I've come to the conclusion that it's not fair for people to stay on the Fade On Sight list like completely.
Right.
So I'm removing some people from the fade on sight list as of now, since this season has concluded with the Lakers winning their 17th title, you bitch ass niggas. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start by taking people off the list, and then I'm going to add some to the list going into next season. First person coming off the list, Patrick Beverley.
Thank you.
He off the list. And it, some of it has to do with you tagged me in with him, you know, laughing at the Cancun comments and him saying, you know, I dish it out, I got to take it. I respect that. Patrick Beverley, you are now off the fade on sight list. You
can big
put
homie.
You can put your Tims away. Not a big homie, though. Relax. James Harden, off the list.
Big homie.
Not a big homie. Nothing more needs to be said. He's never going to win a ring with that playing style. I shouldn't keep bullying him for that. That's his nature. Mike D'Antoni, off the list. Wherever else he go, he's never going to win. That's fine. That's what he wants to do with his career. I'll go ahead and remove Jamal Murray off the list, too. He wasn't on there originally, but I'll take him off.
Okay.
He did that fuck shit to Zoe. We don't care about none of that. By the way, Zoe is coming back. Zoe is coming back. Trust me. He will be a Laker, and he going to get him a damn ring.
Never lost. We'll
Who else is on the list?
I got to know someone that's on the list.
Who?
Paul George.
Oh, no. He's staying on there. No, he's one of the ones that's staying. He's on there.
I'm literally sitting here waiting. I'm like, I'm curious if he's taking him off.
No. Paul George is staying on that list.
Why?
Because he's staying on the list. It's no point. Playoff P. So he's on. So I think he's the only one left.
Okay.
He might be the only one left. Now, time for the new additions on the Fade on Sight list. I don't know if you prepare for this. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
All right. Markieff Morris.
Whack. Champion. Get out.
I don't care if he's a champion. He gotta go. He gotta go. Jared Dudley.
Whack. Get out.
Gotta go. Quinn Cook.
Whack.
These
get
are
out.
People that should have never, never had the opportunity to put on the purple and gold. They gotta go.
But why?
They gotta
go. Is it because they're not playing?
What is their purpose on this?
But
on
every
this,
team
no,
has
no,
that.
No. What is their purpose? Deion Waiters.
Whack. Get out.
For nothing.
I need to know, but like that.
Deion Waiters was in street clothes more than me.
You can't have an 8-man roster.
Smith. Whack. Get out.
Somebody stop this man.
No, not stopping. Kyle Kuzma.
Come on.
Whack.
Out of all the people you mentioned,
gotta go.
Kyle Kuzma actually got
gotta
minutes.
Go. Kyle Kuzma, he got minutes for no reason. He has to leave. What is his purpose on this team?
Hey, can I just ask, like, you cannot have an 8-9-man roster.
I don't care.
You have to have 12 people.
I know. We
four of those people aren't going to play.
We're going to re-up. The only people...
But you're going to re-up with people who's not going
to
play.
The only people that should be returning to this team is LeBron, Anthony Davis, Alex Caruso, Rondo, and Dwight Howard.
KCP.
And KCP. KCP, I owe you an apology.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
I do owe him an apology.
I was literally just about to say
okay,
that.
Okay, I owe KCP an apology. I owe
big
Rondo,
time.
I owe Rondo an apology, too.
Yes.
And I've always been a Rondo fan, so trust me, it hurt me to say that he was washed up. But playoff Rondo is real.
I feel like you owe KCP a bigger, like, more so than Rondo. Because you was...
Why?
Bro, you was going in on KCP. How
the whole world was, and look what it turned into.
That's what I'm saying,
we bullied
bro.
That man into being a champion.
But he was going off.
And I honestly believe if Markieff would have been smart and thrown that ball to KCP, I think he's swishing that bitch. Honestly.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, those are the only people that should come back. Hopefully KCP at a cheaper price, but he's on clutch. So KCP,
he about getting his bag.
He about to re-up for like one year, 25 mil.
Right.
Honestly. But yeah.
But I don't understand it though. Like,
no, everybody else can go.
But you're going to replace him with people who don't play.
Better people who don't play.
What does it matter? It's like, bro, we had Adam Morrison who he didn't dress up.
Chill, bro.
Like, Brian Scalabrine won a ring, didn't play a second on the Celtics. Like,
I just
your 13th, 14th, 15th man are not going to play.
And we can close out on this.
Right.
I just want, who do you think they're going to bring? Because they obviously, and like I told you, everybody is damn near on one-year deals.
Right.
They're going to bring in a whole new team damn near.
I don't know. Like,
who are they going to bring back?
Like, Markieff's probably not coming back.
He shouldn't come back. He shouldn't even have a key. He should not be allowed.
What?
He should not be allowed to ever. I don't even want to see him at the ceremony.
But you got
to
understand, bro. He played a big part against in the Rocket series when Dwight and JaVale didn't play.
Yeah, hooray.
What do you mean?
Hooray.
He helped them win a series.
And then did what?
It doesn't, bro.
Damn near threw the whole series away in the finals.
Every player plays a role. Like, JaVale didn't.
He almost threw the ball out of the bubble.
But is JaVale on the list? Because JaVale didn't play in the finals.
Yeah, JaVale not coming back. He not coming back. But I like JaVale, though.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, it's all about matchups. Like, Keith was big for the Rockets. JaVale, he's not big. Like, it's... I get Quinn Cook, Jared Dudley, J.R. Smith, Deion Waiters.
I just want to ask you something. Let's just go back 10 years to the 2010 Lakers.
Okay.
I'm going to run you down that roster off the top of my head, and you tell me that this current team that just won, why they deserve to wear Laker jerseys more than anybody I'm finna name.
Okay.
Sasha Vujicic.
He played. He made clutch free throws in game seven.
So it's safe to say he deserves his jersey, for sure. Right? Shannon Brown.
Same thing.
Farmar.
Same thing. They played key minutes. Yeah.
Metal World Peace.
Yes.
Bynum.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
You see the names I'm naming, all right?
Let me name some names. DJ Banga.
Taco.
Bro, I was not expecting.
He deserved it off that, bro.
Real shit. DJ Banga.
Nah.
Josh Powell.
I actually like Josh
Powell. I did too, but like he Josh didn't Powell. Play.
Yeah, he didn't.
Adam Morrison.
Nah.
It's almost like every team has those three guys. Like again,
I just named like seven, though.
You have really, for the ones who should really match that criteria, is J.R. Smith, Quinn Cook, Jared Dudley, Philly Cheese.
Who's Philly Cheese?
Deion Waiters.
Why is he, that's his nickname?
Yeah. Because he's from Philly.
So they call him a sandwich? This is news to me. I really didn't. That's why everybody tweet cheese when he make a shot?
If you look at J.R. Smith's video on the bus when Quinn Cook got left. When he calls Deion Waiters.
My point exactly. They forgot about Quinn Cook. That's
the players that didn't play.
How come every time I say some shit like that, I'm hating? But when the actual team leaves a player behind, they not hating.
Because I'm sure it wasn't on purpose.
It was on purpose. They ain't want him to be on the bus.
But no, they call him cheese.
Why?
Because he's from Philly.
Ain't nobody calling me no sandwich, fam. I'm sorry.
But I feel it for the ones who didn't play. But like Markieff and Kuzma, they deserve. Like Kuzma's been there. He put time in, bro. Do you see his
time's up. He got to go.
Do you see the picture he posted of how it's been?
I hate that damn trend, bro.
I do too.
But yeah, no. Okay.
Kuz, he went from Summer League MVP.
Thanks to Zoe.
To an actual champion.
That's all.
He put his time in, bro. He's been with the Lakers longer than anybody on that team. If we keep it at a buck. If you really want to keep it 100, bro, he's been on that team longer than anybody else.
What does that have to do with anything?
Your whole point about Luka and Ty, like, he's put his time in. He's put his time in.
Doing what, though?
He put his time. He went from the bottom. Now he's at the top. He put his time in at the bottom. And now he deserves to be at the top because he's the only person left.
But he literally brought no value to this team.
I wouldn't say no value.
Zero value. Okay, so let me ask you this. Let's say we boxing, right? I know you hate my boxing analogy, but they just work so perfect. Let's just say I spend let's say 2 years getting my ass whooped. Uh-huh. I'm owing, let's say, six.
Right.
I spend my time at the bottom. I deserve a title shot.
I mean, that's a bad example.
No, it's not a bad example because you're making it seem like the Kuz from Summer League is still the Kuz now.
But see, this is what you have to...
He's gotten worse.
No. See, this is what you have to understand, bro. It's all, and I said this before, he's actually gotten better defensively.
Shut up.
Bro, he was
food on. What episode is this?
I'm not saying he's good at defense. I'm saying he's gotten better.
What?
Defensively, he moves his feet. He can stay in front of people way better than he could before.
So we're giving credit to people that are staying in front of their man.
I'm just saying he's gotten better. Here's what I'm saying.
Do you actually watch his feet?
He's hella trigger happy. He'd be jumping all.
It looks like he's playing Dance Dance Revolution.
It does, bro. It does. But here's what I'm saying.
And every time somebody pump fakes, what is he doing?
He jumps.
And
then complains about it to the ref.
Fam. Come on, bro.
But here's what I'm saying, bro.
They don't even want to help him up when he falls.
But that video.
That looked is hilarious. Very bad, bro. That looked very bad.
That video. Bro, I forgot what I was going to say. What was he talking about before?
You was trying to say Kuz's defense improved.
Not before that. I got what I was saying.
Came from the bottom.
Because you're saying he's gotten worse. Like
he has.
Check me out, though.
Go ahead.
Again,
my fault.
He went from playing 30 to playing 15. Like, the opportunity is, like, I truly believe, if whether it's on the Lakers or another team, if he plays 30 minutes, he can get you 20 points a game.
He's going to average 25 for the Knicks next year.
He could. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he didn't get worse. It's just the opportunity changed.
But he's just not that good. If he was good, he would get more minutes.
Nah, I just think for the team that we have in the role being defensively focused and shit like that, like his...
I thought you said his defense improved.
It's still not good. I just said it improved.
So he
you went can be from, better than bad. That's
so
that,
he
that's
went
possible.
From being trash to just a little bit trash.
He went from being trash to being a whatever defender.
No, he's not a whatever defender. He's terrible.
Here's what I'm saying, bro. He didn't get worse. His opportunity just isn't the same. That's what I'm saying.
So you want to see Kuz back next year?
I'm not. For that price that we're paying him, which is like $2 million, I wouldn't be mad if he comes back.
Ship his ass off. he's taking up spots. He's taking up spots. Zoe is coming back.
But that's somewhat like one signing that I do want to see the Lakers make. I don't even know if he's a free agent, but if D-Rose came to the Lakers, that would be clean. Especially, I don't know if Rondo still got that juice in him. I know he's getting old, but like,
I think Rondo might hang it up.
After this year?
Why not end it?
Do it again.
You won a title with the Celtics and the Lakers. Nobody else can say they did that.
Do it again.
I guess.
He didn't look slow at all.
He didn't. He never looked slow. The game, right. he flows within the game.
So let's end it with the question that you wanted to table the conversation. Do the Lakers roster look the same? Do they make a big splash move and sign a fucking big free agent like a Bradley Beal or Embiid or do they just keep what they got?
I think the roster looks completely different next year, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. So you think it looks completely different.
You think they blow it up?
Not necessarily. See, I don't think that the blow it up term makes it seem like it's something wrong. It's nothing wrong.
When has a championship team ever like changed dress? I'm trying to usually you'll exchange like a couple of pieces, but like you usually don't see a team being much different after they win.
The reason I say that though is because this isn't the team that was supposed to be constructed.
What you mean?
You got to remember, this is what the Lakers managed to get because Kawhi had them waiting for so long.
Right.
And everybody was signing in other places.
Right.
It did work. But now that you got an opportunity to go into a full offseason, knowing that you're not going to get Kawhi.
But that's my point is do you? So like knowing that you've made these pieces on 1 or 2 year deals, specifically that figure out what happens next year, is do you go for those big free agents? Or do you stick with the championship roster that you have?
I don't even necessarily think they got to go for anybody. It's the Lakers. People still want to play for the Lakers.
So would you give up a Caruso and KCP and the Whites and the names that you named for like a Bradley Beal?
I think you can get them on friendly deals. I think you can keep Dwight on a team friendly deal. You can keep Caruso on a team friendly deal. You got to break off KCP because he clutch.
But Caruso could get paid though. After this series, he can get paid.
He could, but I wouldn't be, as much as I love Caruso, if you lose him and have the opportunity to bring in
a bigger player, a
guaranteed third star, that's sometimes you got to make them sacrifices.
I guess that's my question is, would you want that or would you rather stick with what we got because we know it works?
The Warriors did it with KD and got two more. They blew their team up, low key. They got rid of Barbosa. They got rid of
Barnes.
They got rid of some very key pieces to that first one.
But that's coming off a loss, though. That's what I'm saying. Is like, we know this team can work.
If they was coming off a win, they still would have did it.
We're talking
about Kevin fucking Durant here.
I don't know. I don't if
I mean, I don't know the free agency situation either. I don't know who's available. We should have looked it up.
Right. I guess the question is really more so is like, do we go for those bigger fish? Like, if we would have lost, if Lakers didn't win a ring this year, we for sure would have made some big moves. I can almost guarantee that because of the 1 to 2 year deals we signed. But now that we won, it's like, well, shit, like we can play defense. We can win off defense and we can what do you do?
Do you think they can repeat with this same roster?
That's the question. I think there's so many unknowns with like how the Nets going to look. How are the Warriors going to look? I mean, I'm sure the Clippers are going to do some shit different. Like
trade Paul George. He's gone.
He's not gone.
He's gone. I mean, since this is, you know, the quote unquote season finale.
Right. You saying it now?
I'm going to end it with a hot take.
Paul George getting traded.
Either Paul George getting traded or Jerry West is leaving. One or the other.
Jerry West has been there for a minute, too, because he went from a few years. Why Jerry West leaving, though?
That trade is not a Jerry West move.
What trade? The Paul George
to get
trade?
Paul George.
What do you mean it's not a Jerry West move?
We're talking about Jerry West,
right.
The greatest executive damn near ever. He's not making that trade. He didn't want to make that trade. He didn't want to give up. I always forget his name. I can't ever pronounce it.
Oh,
Alexander.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shea he didn't want to give him. Yeah. That's not that hard to pronounce. I don't know why I can't do that. He didn't want to give him up. That was a Steve Ballmer move. That's why Steve Ballmer's so goddamn happy at the press conference screaming this shit. He was obviously on cocaine too. Obviously. But that's not a Jerry West.
I never thought about that. That's true.
Come on,
bro. Yeah, Jerry West like sticks with his draft picks.
He literally has success everywhere he goes.
Right. That's a good point.
And he coming back to the Lakers if he leads the Clippers.
That would be lit.
which should have happened. He should have never made it to the Clippers.
Exactly.
I don't know if he got any type of beef with anybody, but whatever, they need to figure that shit out. Because if you the Lakers and you get Jerry West back,
it's big time.
You win in the next like 90.
For real.
Like for real, for real. Maybe Genie working on it. Shout out Genie.
Shout out Genie one last time.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
So what are we gonna do for the next? For the next what?
Next, I'm sure we'll have some time off, but like if I remember correctly, last year when this shit happened, shit happened in the offseason.
Yeah,
like
I mean, the NBA really don't have an offseason like that.
It don't. So like we can mix in some bullshit stuff, some other side conversations.
Listeners, y'all let us know what y'all want us to do.
And y'all know Tyler and I can argue all day so.
About absolutely anything. So just let us know.
Yeah. So
17 of them. Banners, trophies, rings, yes, all sir. Of that.
Laker Nation.
Your franchise don't have it unless you the Celtics, but if whatever. You is the Celtics, then you's a bitch.
And you haven't witnessed them.
So. At all. You, not your parents might not even witness them.
Exactly.
Fuck on my face with that shit.
17 rings.
17 of them.
Episode 38.
Open Invitation Podcast. We out.
I'm sorry. I just wanted a Frosty.